Ngatu, Keeping the Tradition Alive by Iona McNaughton. A group of women and girls are sitting around a long wooden table. They all speak Lea Whakatonga, the Tongan language, and they laugh a lot. They sing traditional Tongan songs as they put their hands into gooey white paste and then spread the paste over a sheet of material on the table. The group is learning about Tongan culture and how to make ngatu, a cloth made from bark. Ngatu is known as tapa in many Pacific countries. The group meets on Saturdays in a school hall in Taita, near Wellington. It's a long way from the Kingdom of Tonga, which is about 2,000 kilometres north of New Zealand. There are grandmothers, mothers, and daughters in the group. Megan and Letha are cousins. They love taking part in the ngatu workshops. They get to spend the day with their grandmother, Waleva, their mothers, and other women and girls from the Tongan community in Wellington. Growing up in Tonga, Waleva and her sister Mele are the elders, the tauke of the group. They sit at each end of the table and guide the women as they work. Waleva and Mele remember growing up in Tonga in the 1950s and 1960s. They lived in a village called Tataka Motonga. There were 15 children in the family, 7 girls and 8 boys. The boys worked in the fields with their father and went fishing. The girls worked with their mother making ngatu. A treasure in Tonga. Mele says that in Tonga, ngatu is a treasure. When we're born, we are wrapped in ngatu, and when we die, we are also wrapped in it. Today, it's used mainly for special occasions such as royal ceremonies, birthdays, weddings, and funerals. The Tongan community in New Zealand also uses ngatu for special occasions. Ngatu is made from the bark, tutu, of the paper mulberry tree, hiapo. Making ngatu is called kokaanga. Ngatu is very important in Tonga. It is used for blankets, mats, clothes, and even kites. Our mother started teaching us to make ngatu when we were 5 or 6 years old. Now we are passing on what we learnt to our daughters and granddaughters, says Waleva. Megan and Letha were born in New Zealand, so it's very important they learn our traditional Tongan ways. Students wearing ngatu as they perform a me'etu upaki, a traditional Tongan dance. Kokaanga, making ngatu. There are many steps to make the ngatu. In Tonga. 1. After the hiapo is cut down, women and girls peel the bark from the tree. 2. They hang the bark in the sun to dry. 3. They soak the dried bark in water to make it soft. 4. They beat the bark with a wooden tool, called an ike, to make it thinner and wider. 5. They dry the bark in the sun again. These strips of dry, flat bark are called whetaaki. The hiapo tree doesn't grow well in New Zealand, so whetaaki isn't made here. It's sent to the group from Tonga. In New Zealand. 6. In the school hall, the women and girls cover the table with material, This will be backing for the ngato. 7. They line up fetaaki along the table on top of this backing material. Then, they paste the edges of the fetaaki to the backing material. 8. They cover the backing material with paste. 9. They carefully lay the fetaaki over the top of the backing material. Then they press the two pieces together and slowly roll them up. 10. They carry the ngato outside and roll it out on the concrete so it can dry in the sun. When it is dry, they will paint the ngato with some brown dye, using a piece of fetaaki as a brush. Over 4 months, the group has made 20 large pieces of ngato. Each woman takes a piece home. At home, they plan the design and then paint the ngato. They might use designs of turtles, fish, birds, and animals. They might include the Tongan flag. Each piece of ngato tells a story. Showing the ngato. Once all the ngato have been painted, they will be shown in an exhibition. Everyone from the community can come and admire the work. For Lita, her favorite part is painting the ngato with her mother and grandmother. I like doing art and spending time with my nana and mum. I will be very proud and happy when my family sees the exhibition and what we have done. Megan is excited about taking photos of the ngato. She will send them to her godmother in Tonga. When her godmother sees the photos, she will know that Megan is learning about Tongan culture and helping to keep alive the tradition of making ngato. One day, I want to teach my daughters and granddaughters how to make ngato, just like my nana has, Megan says. Tongan vocabulary. Fetaaki, the dried pieces of the beaten bark. Hiapo, the paper mulberry tree, known as Aute te Māori. Ike, a wooden tool for beating the ngato. Kokaanga, the way of making ngato. Lea whakatonga, the Tongan language. Ngato, the Tongan word for tapa. Tauke, the older women who are experienced in making ngato. Tutu, the bark used to make ngato.